We arrived at this border town around midday and found the whole town virtually deserted, except for a few kids. Apparently, it was Cut the Sheep's Throats Festival Day. Subsequently, there were no shops open, and as we had about 80 dirham left and you aren't allowed to take any Moroccan currency into Algeria, we spent 30 dirham on petrol and I'm afraid sneaked 50 dirham through customs. We waited for about 25 minutes while the Moroccans stamped our passports and chatted for a bit. They then gave us a slip of paper to pass through into no man's land. This Moroccan border consisted of just a chain across the road and a tent, and we were very quickly through. We then arrived at the Algerian customs post, which had a very nice building and chatty men who wanted some of Philip's Swiss cigars. Then finally we found ourselves delayed for quite a while with yet another chatty man, whilst buying insurance. Two other Land Rovers were parked there, Australians and New Zealanders, an odd-looking bunch. We set up camp about 50 kilometres out of Béchar and stayed there for Christmas Day. I was feeling very bad with sinus trouble by then, and I curled up in the front of the Land Rover and slept for most of the day. I hadn't felt too good after I'd taken a tiny amount of penicillin. I wasn't sure if I was allergic, but guess I am after all. Anyway, the evening was fun, as Patty had cooked some delicious-looking food. Luncheon meat, dressed in marmalade and cooked in the ground, jacket potatoes cooked in the charcoal, and finally onions fried in sauce. It sounds good, but just a shame I couldn't taste it. Philip and Rosie then joined us in the Land Rover and shared our Christmas pudding, set alight with whiskey, and accompanied by brandy butter. It was really big, and we could never have eaten it all by ourselves. On Boxing Day, we went into Béchar, and I felt so much better, thank goodness. Béchar is fairly modern, and we managed to find a bank and change some travellers' checks. The dinar isn't worth as much as the dirham, unfortunately. Oh dear, it is now Thursday, the 2nd of January, 1975, and I'm really very behind in writing up my diary. Anyway, we then drove south from Béchar and camped outside Taghit under some palm trees where we washed our hair and clothes. It was an idyllic spot, except of course for our little friends who kept appearing from behind the bushes and wishing us bonjour. The people of Taghit were very friendly, and we stocked up on water at their hospital with everyone lending a helping hand. We have now actually hit the desert, and the Grand Erg Occidental ran alongside us as far as Timimoun. Really spectacular dunes. I don't know when we're going to hit the hot weather, as I keep my jacket on most of the day. Timimoun was a lovely place, with everything close at hand. Patty and I got the giggles in the marketplace, as the locals kept thrusting carrots and other vegetables in our faces, telling us to buy them. Very cheap they were too. We liked Timimoun so much that we went to the hotel and had drinks, and then roast lamb and cauliflower. So good. We visited the old part of town with an escort of very friendly children, and at one point I was invited to stop for some mint tea. Very cordial. When we returned to our respective Land Rovers, we all agreed that Rosie and Philip should go ahead and stop when they saw a good camping spot.